Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky, and I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Tuesday, October 3rd, and today happens to be the birthday of Brother Gary Hall. Happy birthday, Brother Hall. I hope you have a great birthday and enjoy the blessings of the Lord, and let's remember him in our prayers on today, Brother Hall's birthday. As many of you know, my father-in-law had some heart trouble that culminated with him having to have open-heart surgery this past Wednesday. And they did open-heart surgery with bypasses, also fixing a valve, replacing a valve in his heart, and then some things there about his AFib situation. And so this is going to entail us making some trips back and forth to North Carolina and then back to Kentucky, as my wife will be staying somewhat with her mother and father, trying to help them out. Her mother just underwent some lung cancer surgery, took part of her lung out, and so she's recovering from that and not able to take care of herself and her husband, and so my wife's there trying to help with that, and I'll be traveling back and forth, and that means that I'm not making these broadcasts live. I hope you understand that, and hope you'll pray and ask God to bless and use the broadcast nonetheless, as we want to be a blessing and bring glory and honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The message that I'm playing this week is one sermon that I preached here some time ago at the Island Ford Baptist Church, and we divided it up into five parts to make a broadcast week. I hope this will be a blessing to you. I thought I had aired this before, and as I look back through my records, I cannot find that I have. So perhaps this is the first time this message has been aired on the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This one is from Psalm 137 and also from Matthew 26. And it's a message entitled, The Lord's Song. And I hope that it will be a blessing to you as we enter into the message. And hope you'll pray with us about that. Pray for our church while I'm gone. And hope that you'll remember all of our needs in prayer. Pray especially for my father-in-law. And, of course, we're praying for Sister Hall and her health needs. And Brother Hall as well, Brother Doug Bell's mother, and so many others, so many right here in the church, we're praying for them that God would bless. If you will, just pray with us at this time. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, first of all, for the fact that you still hear and answer prayer. I want to thank you, Lord, that you saved me, because if you hadn't saved me, I wouldn't be able to call on you in prayer and know that you'd hear, because I'm your child. Because you're my Father, I can cry, Abba, Father. I can tell you my troubles, and I can trust you with my cares. Father, I pray that you would bless now in this broadcast, in this week of broadcasting. Father, I pray you'd have your way, your hand of anointing be upon the sermon. And Father, your help would be upon the broadcast. Father, I pray that you would help our church take care of them while we're gone. Lord, I pray help my wife and her family as they're there in North Carolina, all the different ones that will be traveling, going back and forth to the hospital, which is about an hour from where we lived there in North Carolina and from where most of them live. And so, Father, I pray give them safety as they travel back and forth. Be with my father-in-law through the recovery. And, Father, I pray that you would bless and just help. I thank you, Lord, for your grace. Lord, I do pray that you touch Brother and Sister Hall, touch them and their health. Lord, that you'd touch Brother Bell's mother. Lord, help Sister Amanda and the baby. Be with them and help them there. Lord, I pray be with Whitney as she carries child, and she's nearing, that'll be sometime in November, nearing the time of delivery. I pray be with her there as well. Lord, I pray that you'd help Miss Sharon and her health needs. Lord, I pray for her dad as well. I pray for Brother Shelby and Miss Louise, their health needs. Lord, I pray for Brother Woodard and his health needs. I ask you, Lord, to touch Brother Troy Rickard and his dad, Bobby. Lord, I pray meet that need for Sister Angie's mother, Jo, that you'd help that health need. And dear God, just so many that we know about, Sister Sue Ann and her heart and the troubles there, I pray you'd meet those needs and that you'd get the glory. Lord, I pray for our local churches, those pastors that are standing for the glory of God, the goodness of the Savior. Father, I pray help them. And Lord, I pray help those churches that are without pastors, strengthen and meet their needs. And dear God, give them the pastor from thy heart. Lord, have your way, we ask, and blessing all these things, we all thank you for what you do. Praise your name for hearing and answering prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, I appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go to a song and then the introduction and the broadcast sermon for this week. Hope it is a blessing to you as you listen to the song and the sermon. If you have your Bible, we'll turn to Psalm number 137. And also Matthew chapter number 26 is where I want to take my text
Psalm 137, I'm going to begin reading verse number 1. The Bible says, "By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, Sing us one of the songs of Zion." And here's what they answered back. "How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?" Matthew chapter number 26, begin reading in verse number 26. "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to his disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And they took the cup and gave, or he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Verse 30 is where I'm going to take my text. "And when they had sung an hymn, they went unto the Mount of Olives." Much is said in the Scriptures about singing and about songs. It's amazing that the largest book in all the Bible, the book of Psalms, is a song book. It's about singing. One of the most spiritual books in the Bible is a song, the Song of Solomon. Amen. And so singing is to be much of the life of a Christian, I believe. And singing is a part of spirituality in the life of a believer. Matter of fact, Ephesians chapter 5 tells us to be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And the next verse tells us what will happen. You'll be singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. We'll be singing spiritual songs, psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, amen, unto the Lord. And so singing is a large part of the life of a believer. Singing is a spiritual part in the life of a believer. And in this text that I read, first of all, in the book of Psalms 137, the psalmist is speaking about when they were carried away captive into Babylon, and yet they wanted them to sing. And they remembered Zion. They remembered the songs of Zion. I'll say this, the church songs are different from world songs. Amen. Much different from the world song. By the way, we don't need to bring the world's music into the church. We need to be singing the church's songs or the songs of Zion to those that are unsaved. Amen. I don't believe that we need unsaved singers. We need saved singers. Amen. And we need them singing songs unto the Lord. Amen. It doesn't need to be a performance. Amen. It doesn't need to be a talent show, but it ought to be bringing glory and honor unto the Lord. So they said we remember the songs of Zion. But they got on down there at verse number 4, and he talks about the Lord's song. How can we sing the Lord's song? It's not just a song that the Lord's given us, but it is His song that they're talking about there. And so I thought about that, and I thought about here in Matthew 26 that they sang an hymn. They being not only the disciples, but being the Lord. The Lord had a song to sing. Amen. And He sang that on His way to Calvary. Praise God. And that's what I want to preach on this morning. I want to preach on the Lord's song. Amen. The Lord's song. See, in Matthew chapter number 26, and there's four Gospels give these accounts, but this is the account of Matthew of the betrayal of our Lord. That time has come. And our Lord is sitting with His disciples in the upper room. They're enjoying what's become known as the Last Supper. Or we call it the Lord's Supper. Amen. And we remember that. We remember His death when we observe the Lord's Supper. But immediately on leaving this upper room, our Lord would enter into a night of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. There He would wrestle in anguished prayer, and He would wrestle until His sweat would become as great drops of blood. And yet as our Lord was preparing to leave that upper room and enter into that night of anguish, He did not leave with His head bowed down in sorrow. He did not leave with His steps dragging slow. And yet He left, I believe, with a spring in His step and a song on His heart. And they sang a hymn unto the Lord as they departed. Amen. Verse number 30 says, "And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. Amen. I find it amazing and I find it wonderful that our Lord would sing in such an hour as His betrayal and His crucifixion. Amen. I find it also amazing and wonderful that not only would the Lord sing, but that His disciples would sing along with Him. And I want to talk about those two things for a few minutes. First of all, I want to talk about the singing of our Lord. Though this was a night of betrayal, this was a night of cruelty and a perverted justice, the singing of our Lord, I believe, indicates to us and indicates to the world that the religion that Christ has to offer is not a religion of sorrow, amen, but it's a religion of joy, amen. Although we're living in a cruel world, we don't have to hang our harps on the willows and say we'll never sing again. Amen. We don't have to give up and say, well, there'll never be a song. I'm glad that the religion of Christianity is not one of sorrow, but rather a religion of joy. Amen. It's not a religion of gloom, but rather a religion of life. Amen. Our Lord could sing even in the jaws of death. Amen. And so can His saints. Amen. If you'll read about the martyrs, one of the things about the martyrs were that they died with a smile. They died with a song. They died with victory rather than with sadness and gloom. Amen. And I'm glad our Lord died that way. When He hanged His head and died, He was not defeated. He said, "It is finished," not a cry of defeat, but a cry of victory. Amen. And our Lord died with victory. Our Lord's singing reminds us of two things. I want to mention these and then move on. The singing of our Lord reminds us that He came to fulfill the law. Amen. In Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 17, our Lord said this, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law and the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Amen. Our Lord came to fulfill the law. He's not setting aside the law. He's fulfilling the law. He's paying the law's demands. Amen. The bill was about to be paid by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I imagine as our Lord sang these hymns or sang these psalms, that He is showing His surrender to the hand of God. He's showing that He's surrendering His life. He's surrendering His body. He's surrendering His blood. He's even surrendering these disciples into the hand of God at this time. Amen. I preached about baptism and shared with you. And I believe that when our Lord stepped in that line to be baptized, that those men and women were confessing their sins. Our Lord had no sins to confess, but He was being numbered with the transgressors when He stepped into that line. Well, now here our Lord is being numbered with the transgressors again, and He's surrendering to the will of God that He'll be placed between two thieves, and He'll give His life's blood for the salvation of those that would believe. Amen? Amen. Matthew chapter 3 verse 15, our Lord said to John the Baptist when He talked to him about that He wasn't worthy to baptize him, and Jesus answered and said unto him, "Suffer to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." You see that phrase? "Suffer it to be so now, for it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." Then He suffered him. Our Lord said to John, "I am come to fulfill the law. I am come to fulfill all righteousness." And that baptism was a picture of the death and the burial and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. It was a picture of Him placing Himself in the hands of man. And now our Lord stands up after He's told these disciples, "I'm giving You my blood. I'm giving You my body." And He stands up and sings, "Oh Lord, I'm praising You. I'm surrendering to You, God the Father. I'm surrendering to Thy will, and I'm going to place myself in the hands of men, and I'm going to place myself under the waters of death. I'm going to place myself there because I'm doing the will of God." Amen. Fulfilling the law's demand. Look down at Psalm 118, if you're still there. In Psalm 113, He may have sung all through these. But look at Psalm number 118. I imagine our Lord singing, and He gets down to verse number 22. "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." Amen. Amen. That's our Lord saying these words. Amen. "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." Look at verse 24. "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Amen. We say that a lot. We talk about God's made us a new day. We ought to rejoice and be glad in it. But scripturally, the day He's talking about is that day of the crucifixion. It is that day of Calvary when our Lord died for the sins of mankind. Amen. It is that day when He offered Himself up as the supreme sacrifice. Matter of fact, our Lord said in the book of John that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Amen. And He said He saw it, and the day He saw was the crucifixion of the only begotten Son of God. Amen. Our Lord sang that hymn. Amen. And I imagine that it was such a blessing to these men as He sang. Look at verse number 27. He goes on to say, Psalm 118, verse 27, God is the Lord which hath showed us light. Listen, bind the sacrifices with cords. Or the sacrifice, not plural. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even under the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. Amen. I imagine our Lord as He sang this great hymn, as He was there laying His hands down on the cross, as He would say, bind the sacrifice to the altar. Amen. He was offering Himself. No man took His life. He said, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Thank God. Amen. He came to fulfill the law. And so He could sing as He was fulfilling the law. Amen. Secondly, this singing of our Lord shows us that He was committed fully to the Father's will. Amen. John chapter 8, verse number 28 said, and He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. Everything Jesus did was about pleasing God the Father. Amen. Look again at Matthew chapter 26. I want to show you a couple of things there. In the garden as He prayed. Look down at verse number 39. And He went a little further and fell on His face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Thou wilt. Amen. Look down at verse number 42. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, Thy will be done. Amen. He was committed fully to obeying His Father, to doing His Father's will.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. Hope you'll tune in this same time tomorrow as we continue this sermon concerning our Lord's song. Until this time tomorrow, may God bless you is our prayer. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying thank you for listening.